Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined today by Zeph, who is a quantitative trader who uses a platform you may or may not know called DarwinX. Good morning, Zeph. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. So just talk me through a little bit about your background as a quantitative trader.
Okay, so my background is in computational math and computer science. So the interest in finance and financial trading came about as a result of my heavy interest in data generally. So a background in quantitative math and computer science naturally just led into the financial markets as being one of the richest sources of data I could possibly find to do my thing. So that would be how it started, and I've been active as a trader since about 2008.
Okay, and so interesting time to get into
interesting
the market.
Interesting time
as well.
To get into it, I know.
Certainly, certainly a lot of data came out around that time,
yes,
that's for
absolutely.
Sure. So you've been trading for quite a few years now, almost 10 years, and over the past few years, I believe, you've moved on to the DarwinX platform.
I have, yes.
Now, for viewers that aren't aware of the platform, first off, can you explain what the platform is and also what attracted you to using DarwinX?
Right, okay. So DarwinX was interesting when it came upon my radar. I wasn't looking for a brokerage at all at the time. I was quite happy where I was. I got to their platform. It looked completely different because here was a broker that wasn't leading with the usual suspect, the usual suspects in reasons come trade with us. This was not a broker that was making a huge deal about their competitive execution conditions, their regulation, because those things were standard. They had those. So what attracted me most was what they were doing. This was a platform where they were actively looking for good traders, and they were quite methodically attempting to solve the problems that retail traders like me face. And that's my major appeal to DarwinX was that. They were basically saying all the things that I'd struggled to do, how to scale my trading business, so to speak, so that I could trade with more than just my own capital, which was limited. I wanted to make it something significant and get returns that are significant, and you can't do that with limited capital. But then there was the regulatory concern. If you're not regulated, you can't manage investment capital. So that sort of idea, the idea always just stayed on the back burner. Couldn't really do anything about it. Coming over to DarwinX, DarwinX are saying, well, if you're a good trader, we like you. We will, essentially, you will, with your permission, your blessing, license your intellectual property to us by trading with us. We will create an asset we call a Darwin out of your strategy. Investors will back your strategy by investing in this asset that we manage. And any profits you make, 20% of those profits will be given to you as the trader. Initially, that seems quite different and daunting, but to me, it answered and sort of solved my biggest problem, which was, how do I scale? Will I always trade on limited capital and eventually maybe in 20 years compound it to something substantial? Or can I make this an active, meaningful source of income? And I think DarwinX led the way in that department where they, A, looked for talent. So they thought I was talented. I don't think I'm as talented. But my strategy that they essentially analyzed said that this is something that is investable based on these scores. I won't bore you with those right now. And how would you like to list and how would you like to attract investor capital? So that solved that problem. Competitive execution conditions, obviously, I needed those. Those were there. And I think, above all, they are a very nice bunch of very honest people. Integrity fuels the place, mm-hmm. and they were small at the time, and that attracted me more to it in the sense that, oh, this is a small, very, very good broker that has entered the market and I think will prove to be truly disruptive, so I need to get on board these guys.
So to clarify, it's not just an agency broker, you also as a trader,
yes.
If you have a good strategy, other investors
can back you.
Can back you.
Absolutely.
And you can profit from that.
Yes, exactly.
As well.
So not only do you trade your own capital, if your strategy is good and investors who are presented with your strategy's results over time in a number of ways on their platform, investors look at that and analyze whether your strategy is investment worthy, mm-hmm. and then they invest with DarwinX in the asset they have created out of your strategy. And any profits the investors accrue, you get 20% of those.
Great.
As a standard performance fee model.
So as an agency broker, I assume DarwinX aren't taking the other side of your trade?
They aren't, no.
That's a bit correct.
Absolutely. So DarwinX are not taking the opposite side, which is very important, obviously, to a retail trader, to any trader for that matter. And the thing that sets them apart is that because of their model, they can only thrive in this industry if, A, their traders are good mm-hmm. and generate positive outcomes, and investors who back these strategies are able to benefit along with these traders generating positive outcomes. And DarwinX can only thrive if those two things happen. So it's a win-win-win effect. If one of those things doesn't win, if either the trader is not good or the investor does not succeed along with the trader, the whole model is disrupted.
Understood.
So that's why DarwinX is very particular that we would like good traders. And if you think you are, say, not good, their platform studies your work and analyzes and presents you with information that can allow you to improve. So not only can you just come in and get going, if you're struggling and your strategy isn't really up to a par you'd like it to be, the fact that they have so much, they've put so much into designing a platform that allows you to improve and grow as a trader, that you can still come on board and improve and hopefully get the results you're after. Okay. So.
And then briefly, it's FCA regulated.
Yes.
Trading, is it mainly FX, I believe?
And mainly FX at the moment,
mainly
yes.
FX.
And they have some indices on the platform.
Okay. And as a new trader or someone who would be interested in this, is it something they need to approach DarwinX, or would DarwinX approach them, or how does that work?
Well, so I literally just went and signed up mm-hmm. for a trading account. I didn't even sign up for a trading account in the beginning. I just signed up to migrate my strategy so it could be analyzed by them, and so they can tell me whether I'm good or bad. They came back and said, we think you're good. I said, oh, okay, that's nice. And on we went with opening accounts. And May 2015, that happened, and I'm still with them today.
Good stuff. Well, all seems to be going well for you there, Zef.
Fingers crossed.
That was Zef. He's a quantitative trader talking about using the DarwinX platform.